In 2016, students at Iowa's Grinnell College formed the only independent undergrad student workers union in the country for student workers in the dining halls. It was embraced by Grinnell. Around the same time, Columbia in New York formed a union for grad students. That school objected, but the union was upheld by the Obama-era National Labor Relations Board. More recently, students at Grinnell voted to expand their undergrad union to all working students, those in libraries and labs, and this time Grinnell objected, filing an appeal with the Trump-era National Labor Relations Board, which, people worry, might lead to the board reviewing the Columbia Union case and maybe getting rid of student unions, period. We're going to speak to a Grinnell student, but let's start our look with Raynard Kington, president of Grinnell College. President Kington, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to have this conversation.
So first question, you've been in office at Grinnell since 2010. You were there when the student union formed, to support dining workers in 2016. And at that time, the college praised the union. What's wrong with expanding it, including all student employees, someone working in the library or tutoring other students?
Well, when we were approached about unionization among dining workers, we felt that there was no compelling reason not to support that. Those jobs are purely about work. There really isn't an educational component to those jobs. The proposal now is to expand to include all jobs on campus. You know, we just looked at our senior class. Over 90% have worked in their time here. So basically, we're talking about to the entire student body. And it's particularly worrisome that it expands into the sort of about 80% of the other jobs that we believe have a strong educational component. And we're concerned that what has to date been about a relationship between the college and often a faculty member and a student now introduces a third party in an educational setting. And well, that's what we think is wrong.
That's because you say, the school says, if I've got this right, that students who, say, assist professors or tutor other students and are paid for that, it's more a part of their education as opposed to work.
Exactly. It's a part of how we prepare students to go out and change the world. In those positions, we don't hire anyone but students for those positions. In the dining hall, we sometimes hire members of our community who aren't students.
Well, and as you well know, the student union is saying that this on-campus employment is part of many of their members' financial aid packages. So we're employees on Grinnell's tax forms. And they are worried that there's something else afoot here. Now, the school has filed an appeal with the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board. And some of the students and some education analysts say that this NLRB in the Trump administration has indicated it is against student unions, period. It will side with the school against the expansion, but that also opens the door for the board to look at the entire idea of student unions and maybe go so far as to overturn the 2016 decision allowing the unions at private colleges in the first place. Is that your goal?
I mean, that is not our goal. In fact, we've stated clearly in our appeal that we believe that the Columbia decision was applied in an overzealous, expansive way to our setting. We're not objecting to the dining hall unionization. It's functional now. What we're saying is that the merits of the Columbia case were argued based on what was overwhelmingly graduate students in very different types of positions in the positions that we're talking about. And we believe that just applying the Columbia decision to our undergraduate situation isn't appropriate.
Well, but are you at all concerned that this particular NLRB board would overturn the Columbia decision, that would then take away the precedent that allowed students to unionize at all and jeopardize even the dining workers union at Grinnell?
What we have to do is to make decisions based on what we believe is right for our mission. It's just unreasonable to think that in our day-to-day decisions, we have to think of ourselves as, in essence, sort of making decisions for the entire country or all of higher education. We have to focus on the issue before us. And the issue before us is it appropriate to have a student union for these expanded jobs on our campus?
That's Raynard Kington, president of Grinnell College. President Kington, thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed our conversation.
Well, now let's bring in Quinn Ekerlani. He's a junior at Grinnell College and president of the Union of Grinnell College Student Dining Workers, which, as we've been saying, has expanded to include all the students working on campus. Quinn, President Kington says he supports the union for dining hall workers, but as you well know, is against the expansion because it throws too wide a net. He says these are jobs that are part of the student's education. Each is individual and should be negotiated by educators, not a union.
Well, I'd say that all jobs have educational aspects to them. And also, the fact that the job should be negotiated on an individual level, I can understand that argument. However, there is no negotiation that goes on without a union. It's just unilateral changes that are made by the employer.
Well, as you know, your case is going to a Republican-led federal labor board. It's likely you'll lose. That's what most analysts are saying. The school will win. And that could lead to the NLRB revoking the 2016 Columbia decision, which set a precedent for student unions. Now, President Kington, he says it's apples and oranges. Columbia had its first union for grad students. Grinnell is for undergrad. But did you worry about that in pursuing this, that in proceeding with this expansion, you might ultimately have this consequence of impacting negatively the ability of students across the country to unionize?
Well, I mean, we've known that that was a potential outcome from the beginning, and that's why we've been doing our work on campus. Our efforts on campus have been focused at trying to get Grinnell to not appeal. Kington said that it's apples and oranges. However, his own legal filing done by Proskauer Rose explicitly seeks a review of Columbia. So while he's saying that it may not overturn Columbia, I mean, his legal filing suggests that this is being done with the express intent of doing just that. And I would also add really quickly that the unit that we currently represent in dining services at Grinnell College was actually formed before the Columbia decision was handed down by the board.
And by the way, why? What was the great need for a union for dining hall workers in 2016?
After the Great Recession, there were no student wage increases for approximately 7 years, and tuition at the same time had continued to rise. Additionally, there's a bit of a problem on our campus in terms of making sure that the terms of employment for all student workers are equal.
You mentioned the salaries were a part of the impetus to do this at all. And Grinnell now pays non-union student workers a minimum wage of $8 an hour compared to the minimum wage in the state, Iowa, which is $7.25 an hour. Now, your union has proposed raising that from $8 to $9 an hour. In return, you've pledged not to strike or do any work stoppages for at least a year. But, you know, just a devil's advocate question. Why do you think students working on campus should make more than maybe even their parents working off campus?
Our adjusted cost of living every year doesn't adjust with inflation. It adjusts with the rise in tuition, generally speaking, around 3 to 4%. So the wage increases that we see, even if they were just adjusted with the regular wage increase as it's seen across the state, we're going to actually see a wage reduction in terms of our ability to pay for the necessary good of attending this college.
You, meanwhile, are an independent union. You don't have an international affiliation, therefore no legal support from some big national union. Do you worry about that?
Frankly, I think that it makes the college's arguments weaker. They say that the union is going to be inserting, you know, a weird third-party economic-focused relationship into the academic relationship that students already enjoy with their institution. However, we're not a third party. We're just a group of students. I do worry about the fact that this makes our fight less sustainable and that we don't have the resources and legal expertise. However, it also provides students on our campus really great experience to get to know the system for themselves and to practice this Grinnellian value of self-governance.
Yeah, I think this will probably be the thing that remains with you long after you've graduated. Quinn Ekerlani, president of the Union of Grinnell College Student Dining Workers. Quinn, thank you.
Thank you.
And again, before him, we spoke with the president of Grinnell. And now we're talking here about private schools and student worker unions. Some have backed down in recent disputes out of a concern that they would lose their case before the president's NLRB. But the Grinnell students say they're going to stay in the fight. So What do you think? Your thoughts welcome. Hearandnow.org.